Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with David Wright, better known as Skip Wright. And he's going to be talking about the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he's the president. We welcome.
Oh, good afternoon, Maureen. It's been hot enough for us, eh?
It has, yeah. So lots of activity still going on with the club during the summer?
Well, again, with the isolation period, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, we've canceled all our meetings and our outings until September. But we're hoping to have our first meeting in September if the government okays it, but it sounds good that they'll give us the hall.
Okay.
But since our community's been isolated, I thought that I would like to know, they would want to know what nature has been up to in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So in our club, we really have some excellent wildlife experts, and here are some of their observations. And they decided to do some social walking, and two people at a time spread out. And so they did some social distant walks in April, May, and June. They covered Lennoxville, North Hartley, bike paths, individually or in pairs. And they saw a total of, believe it or not, I mean, 100 species.
Oh, my goodness.
And 2,351 individual birds.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
And there was just, and the highlights were bald eagles, bluebirds, and numerous warblers, and indigo buntings.
Mm.
And in addition to them doing their walks, it's unbelievable. Since our last radio show, people have come up to me, and they're reporting what they're seeing around the houses. And, for example, we have Ruby Robinson from Rock Forest. She saw a female adult bird during the hot days at the edge of a nest, seemed to be fanning the young ones in her nest.
Oh.
She's never seen that before, Maureen.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that.
No, neither have I. And it was quite a while. She put on quite a show, I guess. And she also said around their house in Rock Forest, she's been a lot of nesting robins, like a lot of people, catbirds. Have you ever heard of a catbird sing, Maureen?
No, but my daughter was talking about it at her house in Gatineau.
It sounds just like a cat, eh?
Mm-hmm, that's what they said, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, there's a lot of chickadees, downy woodpeckers. I have a lot of those, too. They're eating the suet there. We're going through one or two suet a day, just with woodpeckers.
Wow.
And she also is complaining about a noisy family of tufts, titmouse, mice,
mm-hmm.
birds.
Hmm.
Then when I was golfing last week in Lennoxville, Gary Levesque came up to me. He lives in North Hartley. And he was telling me about crows that he has coming to his back porch. And he's been feeding them bread. And he's found out that if he gives them hard bread, stale bread,
mm-hmm.
they take it to the creek and soak it in the water to soften it up.
Oh, goodness.
Never heard of that either before.
No.
Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Hartley, we've had Suzanne Cove. She has a lot of birds' nests, boxes that are filled up with nests, stuffed to the gills with sticks and nests of a lot of birds. And same as myself, my birdhouses are all filled up too. And it's quite interesting how they're all there's a lot of different birds around.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be, yeah.
Gladys Beatty from mm-hmm. the Canton the Hartley.
Mm-hmm.
She's got three ground nesting birds. Now, she's one of our experts in birding. And they're hard to find, these ground nesting. And she's found one black and white warbler, which nests among the roots of a big spruce tree. And the ovenbird, which builds a nest just like an old-fashioned stone ovens. You know those ovens that you see them cooking bread? And
mm-hmm.
It's quite something to see, but they're smaller, of course. And she has a Nashville warbler, which also nests on the ground. I haven't seen any on the ground, so that's quite. I'm going to go to her house and see it, I think.
Okay, yeah, that would be interesting.
Another very interesting animal that's been spotted once or twice, and I've seen it too, is a fisher. and it's been seen here by the brook by near a house, and another time by a hunter's camera not far away from that date. And these animals, do you know about them? Have you ever seen one, Maureen?
No. Are those the birds around the water, the kingfisher, or are these different?
Oh, no, these are animals.
Okay.
Oh, they're quite a big animal, too, like bigger than a mink.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
And, well, there are quite a few around Ottawa in that area, but they are notable. They're unfriendly animals, which is one of the few animals known to prey on porcupines.
Okay.
And she says that she's been told that they've been brought to this area to take care of the porcupines, which are the problem in the sugar bushes. The porcupines like the maple bark,
mm-hmm.
as we like maple syrup. And they also are known to kill cats, small dogs, and chickens.
Okay.
And another thing is that the point when I used to go to Northern Ontario, when we went there moose hunting, tell you the truth, whenever we went to a blind, we would always have to hit the ladder of the blind in the tree to make sure that there's no fissures in the blind.
Okay.
Hmm. But some people would go up the ladder and have a rude awakening because they like to stay in these blinds.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, that's interesting.
It is.
And then with the last fellow that reported to us was from around Farnham, John Banks. And he came across, he was one night out calling for owls, and he was doing a survey for the owl count for the Audubon Society. And he noticed that when he called for the owls, that wild turkeys came up to him. So he found out that was a way to attract turkeys. And I've heard of that before, too. They investigate. They don't like owls, so they come right after the owls.
That's interesting.
Yeah, all these little nature things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got an email on this. It was brought to my attention that the Nature Conservancy of Canada has announced that 100 hectares, 247 acres of land on the mountainside of Glen Sutton,
mm-hmm.
has donated to them.
Oh, nice.
By the Craig. Yes, from the Craig family, they've owned it for over 70 years. And they're not the first family I've heard. There's quite a few around here, too, that are donating their properties, especially on the west side of the Lake Maswippi.
Mm-hmm.
These are very important as they connect. They're trying to make the corridors for animals to travel without between the United States and Canada.
Okay.
Ecological corridors.
Mm-hmm.
And and believe it or not, another corridor is the Highway 10 between Montreal and Sherbrooke.
Okay.
So the animals have a place they can travel up and down, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They go underneath, and you've noticed that under a lot of under the 10 and other highways over here, that they've built paths underneath for the turtles and small animals to go underneath the road so they don't get hit by the cars.
Great ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another, like the Craig family, I would like to thank them a lot for donating that land. I know that group has been trying to get that property for quite a while. And, so it's very nice for them.
It is. It's very nice.
And I got a lot of little different things.
Mm-hmm.
I have another person that called me up, and they're seeing a lot of turtles on the bike path between Sherbrooke, between Lennoxville and North Hatley.
Okay.
And a lot of people are seeing them on the highways too. And it's so important, especially on highways. I used to remove quite a few of them. I used to see quite a few snapping turtles and that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the roads, you got to make sure that you go behind the turtle and put your hand under the shell near the tail, because they can turn around pretty quick and snapping turtles quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way to do it, if you got a blanket in your car, is try to slide them onto the blanket and then pull the turtle off the road.
Okay.
But did you know that there's only 9 species of turtles in the Quebec?
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't realize it was that many.
No, but that's actually quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, there's snapping turtles, musk turtles. They include the painted, that includes the painted turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And quite interesting that there's 9 of them. We even consider the leatherback turtle that comes up the St. Lawrence River, and that's a seagoing turtle, too.
Okay.
So it's quite interesting. I didn't realize we had that many.
No.
But, and they get big, eh? Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But outside of that, that's about it for my reporting. There's quite a few, but we have a lot of good news that are coming in the fall
with
the St. Francis Valley Naturist Club,
mm-hmm.
especially in schools for nature, living in nature.
Oh, that's true.
And, mm-hmm. and especially now, it's going to be very important to with the COVID that the kids are going to be in bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be some classes and classrooms outside. So we're there as a club to help them out on that. And I've heard some very interesting projects that will be coming up for us to help them with.
Oh, that's exciting. We'll be anxious to hear about that, too.
Oh, me too. It's really and really exciting to hear this. And, for example, I heard of one school that wants to start the vegetable gardens and fruit trees. And what
that's
will
nice.
Happen is that the fruit, they were also were teaching the kids how to give this back to the community,
mm-hmm.
to the needy or whoever needs it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're learning a lot of different things with nature, how they can work with it.
Oh, that's so important. It's so good for them, too.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it for me. It was quite a bit, but...
yeah, well, I just wanted to ask you about the hummingbirds. Like, have you seen any? Because I saw them at the beginning of the season, and now I don't see them.
Yes, we do. We have quite a few, actually. I got two pairs, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting. And the males, the red, the breast on them, it shines in the sun. Yeah, we have, quite a few. There's been reported quite a few. So yours didn't come back then?
No, I don't know if it's because we live in the city, because we live in Sherbrooke, and I guess you have more birds and things in general in the country?
Well, I've got my 18 ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Still, one duck with 2 babies. They're there every day wanting to be fed.
Okay.
And I just had a mother deer last night with 2 fawns with spots.
Oh my goodness!
On my front lawn.
Nice.
So that's kind of nice, you know.
It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. Not very good for the flower gardens, though.
No.
But,
true.
But outside of that, that's. It's about it. Everybody's, like I said, they've been seeing a lot of birds and a lot of people out watching birds. And, and that's another thing. If somebody wants to know something about a special bird or asking questions where to go or something like that, they can get hold of me on the St. Francis Valley Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I'll try to answer the questions and if they've seen something special, I'll try to mention it on the radio show.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah. They can probably go through your site, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Facebook page.
Right, good. Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Skip?
No, that's about it. Just getting excited for September.
Okay.
For the schools, see what we can do with the schools.
Sounds very exciting. Okay, well, we thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.